The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Tuesday, welcome to the show. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza, the tree on the plaza outside Ford Center at the Star of Frisco, where it is a awesome 66 degrees. The high is 68, the low is 50. And
that's Shannon. He is Nate. This is Kurt. In the back, we got Chris Beam. I'm feeling good today. I feel cute today.
I just feel cute.
Okay. I feel cute today. I am Zaddy Holly. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People
feel them Cowboys, the mighty thundering Cowboys. Yes, sir. We're on a one game winning streak, soon to be six, baby.
And today's show is brought to you. And every day it's brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Yes, Cooks on many more 100-yard gains. Cooks, way to go, baby.
Cooks found his. Nate's in a great mood. Jesse's feeling cute. How you feeling, Kurt?
Good. Glad to be here with you guys. All's good, man.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
I'm good.
I hear you, man. Wow. So your kid went to the doctor.
Yeah, he had his he had his 3-year.
If your kid can go to the doctor to make sure he's healthy. That's where I'm going with it.
Okay,
Why can't you go to the dentist?
I'm with you. Why can't you go to the doctor?
So much for HIPAA on this show. Right out the window.
That's a good point. I'm glad you said that. That's a great point.
I was actually listening to a
dentist commercial in the car. Don't avoid the question.
I feel
like I need to go to the dentist.
Okay.
I need to go. I'll go.
This month is like, is it Men's Health Month?
Is it?
Yeah. You know what? You got to promise us something. Uh-oh. There is still 14. How many days in this month? 28?
30?
30?
Maybe 31.
15 days. 15 days left in this month.
Okay.
16 days left in this month.
Okay.
In the 16 days, you have to promise us, with this being Men's Health Month.
I have to go to the dentist.
You have to go to one of three doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Either a dentist,
okay,
a doctor,
okay,
or a therapist.
I've been a therapist before.
This month.
All right, I'm not going to the therapist. Mm. I feel good mentally, so I'll go to the dentist or the doctor.
Tell you what, you'll be lucky to get in this month if you're going for the first time.
Hey, that's a good point.
Make your appointment. Do that.
At least make your appointment.
Okay, by the end of the month. Okay.
By the end of the month.
Okay.
We'll check back in on Friday.
All right. That's not the end of the month.
No. We'll check back in to see where your progress is at. It shouldn't take you.
Keep you gonna keep moving the train far. No, keep making sure I'm.
We're gonna press you into this thing. Exactly.
All right. I'll do one of those. Call us today. 888-855-2297. We want to hear from you, Cowboys fans. What do you guys want to talk about today?
Well, let's not bury the lead. Jerry Jones was on the flagship station this morning, and he had some not so pleasant news to share.
Oh, yeah.
Leighton Van Der Esch with his neck injury.
Done for the season.
And in Jerry's tone, he said a lot without saying a lot for the future of Leighton Van Der Esch. This is a guy who had neck injuries was it Boise?
Yeah.
At Boise. He had the neck surgery a couple years ago. And then now this recent injury after the Niners game. So I'm no doctor. I stayed at a Holiday Inn before, but this might be it for the old Howlin' Wolf.
Yep. Yeah. Which sucks because he came in and he was like a find, you know, like everybody was kind of, when they draft him, they're like, what? Who is this guy? And then didn't he make the Pro Bowl or
his rookie season?
Yeah, and you're like, okay, maybe this is the heir apparent to, you know,
Sean Lee
that had injury problems that everybody was like, if he could have just stayed healthy, he could have been one of the best of all time, you know. And
I'm not laughing at injuries, but I'm always laughing at, you know, If he could have stayed healthy.
Because hardly anybody stays healthy in the NFL.
Well, I mean, he's had a history of not being healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about Leighton specifically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about it's in general.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, it's something similar to what Michael Irvin had, isn't it? The narrowing of the spinal cord or something like that ended his career?
Oh, no.
I thought it was something similar to that.
Mm. I'm going to say yeah, because you're my boy. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, though, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks. So I guess the first step of that is just knowing that this season's over, and then after you get through the season, you hear more about potentially long-term if that's the end of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're ending this season, that probably means you're headed for another surgery,
yeah,
potentially. We're talking about two neck surgeries, and you're playing a linebacker position.
Where you stick your head in every play.
Literally, it's unavoidable.
And at some point, man, I mean, this is a cruel game, man. It's a very unforgiving game. And at some point as a player, you just have to look at it and go, okay, long term.
Yeah, quality of life.
Quality of life. Like, what I want to do here. Like, kind of like the Travis Frederick situation. It was like, hey, probably could have played however many more years. And it's kind of like,
This game gives you a lot. It does.
It takes a lot away, too.
Nate, you can speak on that. I can speak on that. This game gives you a lot. But no one leaves this game whole.
No.
This game takes a lot from you.
And that's one of the things, if you're not around the game like we are and you're in this building and you run into a lot of the older guys that played, like, and see the physical condition. I mean, Nate doesn't walk as freely as we do, you know, and that's years and years of the game. I mean, you know, it sucks, but that's part of the game that you don't see once once the TV goes off, and you don't see the long-term effects of that, you know, and it's, it gives you a lot, but it takes a lot away, man. It sucks for somebody that young to have that kind of issue going on too. So thoughts are with you, Leighton. So good job, Jesse, because I totally would have not even brought that up.
That's why we're a team.
They do seem to have.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No,
they do seem to have covered him pretty well, though, huh? Damone Clark and Bell stepping up.
Yeah. I mean, and even Rashawn Evans, he had an opportunity to play last week. But now I'm going where Nate's going. I'm picking up what Nate's putting down. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Don't put me in it.
As good as this Marquise Bell thing like has seemed, when you start playing those really good football teams, it's going to be hard for Marquise Bell to be a linebacker in those positions. Like, you're talking about a guy who's 215 pounds. Like, it sounds good. And I'm thinking playoff football. I'm thinking nitty-gritty football. I think the addition of Rashawn Evans was necessary, 100%. Like, that was a necessary pick because Damone Clark and Marquise Bell, y'all can sit here and tell me whatever y'all want. I know that's not a combination that's going to work against a dominant football team.
And they are with you over there.
Yeah.
Believe me, they are seeing what you're seeing over there. Adding Rashawn Evans,
a guy who had 158 tackles last year for Atlanta. I mean, this is not a guy who's not, like, can't play football. Now, they're going to have to make a decision because someone's going to have to lose their spot on the 53-man roster because he has no more elevations from the practice squad. But seeing him do it last week at the capacity in which he did it in has given them now an idea of, okay, we can now go Damone Clark, Rashawn Evans, and use Marquise Bell in supplementary type situations because that wasn't going to be a sustainable way of living. It's tough. It's tough for a 215-pound dude to sustain against those.
Because number one, he can't slam into nobody. It ain't gonna never work. You know, you talk about the Evans kid. He can come downhill and stop a 300-pounder. It wasn't gonna never be. It was gonna have to be the perfect situation for Bell to come downhill and just butt up to this guy. And once he did it, it would have been like, okay, well, he's out for about 4 weeks because he just sustained a concussion or a slight neck sprain. That just don't happen. So I'm with you. Damone Clark is getting better, but he's not a big, massive killer either. So we needed this guy who's Evans' kid,
Rashawn Evans,
who's physical, who can get leverage, who can get outside leverage. every now and then just come down the middle of a guy and just stop it.
He had a play last week. Well, he met Saquon in a hole.
Yeah,
and it was.
Yeah,
it was Saquon and Rashawn Evans, and it was boom. And he stopped right, and it was a good hit. Again, when you start to get into playoff football and teams begin to now centralize their focus,
yes,
it's like, okay, oh, you think you're going to play a 215-pound dude? Okay, we're going to see how long this lasts. Yeah. And they would have ran at him, all day long. And I would have wore Marquise Bell down. I just would have wore him down like no other.
All right, let's take our first phone call of the day. Who we got, Chris?
Oh, my God.
That's your boy Anthony in Miami.
Hey, Anthony, what's
up? Anthony in the 305. How's the weather in Miami?
It's actually raining right now. What's up, my dudes? It's raining right now a little bit, man.
We can feel it in your voice. You sound a little down today. What's wrong with you?
I've been, the job, I work with some celebrity-type stuff down here, with our security-type stuff, so I'm good. I the days get mixed up and all that and long, so I have to try to support something. So I support Nick because he supported our show until I can get back to my boys, because y'all know y'all number one. I let everybody know that. This is number one. But I got something to say. He said, I started some stuff on his show with some controversial stuff about what we talked about at the beginning of the year, 12-4-1, saying that all I got to do is go to a championship game. I don't got to win no thing. Just as long as you don't get embarrassed. I don't have to win no Super Bowl. I still stick by that because I'm Cowboys. I'm for life. I support this team in anything they do. I support the players. I know what we got here, man. We got something special. But I'm not going to be grouped in with no delusional Cowboy fans, and I call y'all delusionals. And I'm not talking about the real ones, because I can speak because I'm a real fan. I've been through the fire with this team, bro. Trips to Dallas back in the day, with the fam, with the brothers and all that, doing what we got to do. This team can make some big strides. They're making big strides. And to say they're garbage, hot garbage, quarterbacks hot garbage, on all these written outtakes, Facebook things, y'all don't know about that because we're, as fans, we're not in touch like that. So we got to be on stuff like that, media stuff like that. So when you find out that all they do is bash Cowboys and they're supposed to be fans, real fans like us, we get off it. You can critique the team, but don't say we're losers. We won division championship. We're not the 90s teams and all that, but we've won. You understand what I'm saying? We can match up against anybody. They talk about San Fran and Philadelphia when people play them, their mass units. Do you know when people play the Cowboys, it's like a mass unit? They bring the gurneys out too? Do you know that we win? Do you know what our record is? Enjoy the ride, man. Don't be bashing my team and my quarterback. I'm not going to let you do it because you listen to them sorry TV pundits. We got so much Cowboys media. We can listen to all the Cowboys media from Cowboys to the last one, Crosstalk, whatever, girls, this, to the 4 o'clock, when players lounge, anything. We can listen to all that and get some real stuff about our team and support our team. Because believe it or not, people, the number of Super Bowls are like 6, right? Pittsburgh and New England, right? So we have 5. So don't tell me somebody's out there winning the Super Bowl every year and we're down and we're not doing nothing. And second and last, I'll say this and I'm out. Leave my quarterback alone. If y'all listen to this show, y'all know I support Dak Prescott. I love this dude and never met this dude a day in my life. I love what he stands for, what he's been through. And I know in the next 3 years, this man has the capability, I hope this year, to take us to the Super Bowl if this team is disciplined, takes full accountability, and starts playing with more consistency. I love my team. So all you real fans out there, I salute y'all. That's
it.
I'm out, man. I'll talk to y'all next time.
All right, thanks, Anthony.
Anthony's been holding his chest.
He's been holding it in for a while.
That was on his chest.
I'm glad he called. He needed to talk to somebody. Thanks for calling, Anthony.
That was on his chest. Man. Heavy.
Stop watching TV, Anthony.
Anthony, I'm gonna give you the same thing I gave Shannon. This month is Men's Health Month. You go see that therapist, man. Go see that therapist.
This is his therapy. He and just saw it.
You know what? Well, let me bill him then. That's a great call, Anthony. Thank you, bro. We appreciate the passion.
That's part of being the fandom of this team.
They've been getting on you lately, too.
Have they?
Yeah, on social media.
I've been hating.
Yeah.
Am I the hater now? Is it shifted?
I swear.
I'm being a realist. I'm not being a hater.
What's your realism?
I love Dak.
Okay. And after that, in there.
I've always liked Dak. I've always defended Dak on and off the air.
And the rest of the team is what is up in the air. You got Dak is the team, man. Believe it or not, Dak and right. Coach McCarthy get judged by wins and losses. Everybody else can make mistakes.
I
but
just
not them too.
You know what? I here's what I need. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Okay, you're wrong.
I just need them to win the big games. They have not done that this year.
It's true.
I'm not mad. True. They blow out the bad teams.
You're a hater.
They don't beat the good teams.
Y'all get on Shannon's Instagram and call him a hater.
Get it. I will interact with you. I will talk with you. I will
negotiate that down from hate to just dislike.
But here we go. Listen, here's what I need. All right? I need you to go thump Carolina like you thump the Giants. I need you to go thump Washington.
Yes, sir. I want to be Commanders.
To beat Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle's a good team. They're mm-hmm. not a great team. Beat Seattle. Beat Philadelphia. Beat Buffalo. Beat Miami. Beat Detroit. Beat any of those. Beat
them all.
Three out of the four of those. Beat three out of the four of Philly, Buffalo, Miami, and Detroit. Which Buffalo isn't looking too hard these days after last night.
They'll be ready for us.
If you beat three of the four of those.
They'll be ready for us.
Or three of the five of Seattle, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Miami,
getting on this six-game train. You're getting on this six-game train.
Give me three wins.
Where
are you getting this six-game
train, baby?
Where are you getting this six-game thing from?
Because if you win enough games, that means you're going to go through some adversity. You're going to have some ups and downs. And if you win enough games, you're going to start believing in yourself. You're going to find out that your podcast ain't going to win no game. You ain't going to find out that talking to the media ain't going to win no game. But if you win games, the actual reality of it is you with great confidence. And then when you run into another freight train, you are a freight train, then we'll just see who the best then.
Okay.
But just talking about it and talking about it. And I've learned, you know how many times they have learned over the, I got about 8 or 9 times Chris probably can pull up, we learn from this game, we'll store it, we'll learn from it.
They should
we'll
be PhDs by now, huh?
Thank you. They should have an overload. This should be the Robinson family, you know?
They should be PhDs at all the learning they're doing.
Learning. Yeah, that's what it is. But if you get on a 6-game tear, that means you're going to be going to beat some good teams along the way. Starting with Seattle. Don't make Washington a good team. Washington's not a good team. They are a division rivalry, but they are not a good team. Don't make Washington a good team. The Carolina Kitties are not a good team.
You keep calling them the Kitties, man. That better age well. It better not come back to bite us
like
next
Arizona.
Week. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all, come on. Stop!
Whoa.
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched Carolina yet tonight.
I watched a little bit of man. He's just a bunch of dudes running around out there.
Oh, we said the same thing.
Come on, man.
I watched the kitty cats tonight.
I don't like to call right. people what the J-A-G-G.
The Jags?
I don't call people that. But I will say they are a bunch of guys that have huddled up in unity trying to stop a Mack truck from coming down the road. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. This Mack truck is rolling.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back. More phone calls on Hanging with the Boys.
Call my partner Hater.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, each and every day brought to you by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. We were just having an interesting conversation off the air. This is one we can actually talk about. I was asking Jesse if he thought every player in the league, talking about the injury conversation we were having earlier in the show, if a player's been in the league 3 to 4 years, if pretty much every player in the league that's been in there 3 or 4 years, if they've had surgery, some type of surgery, whether it's cleanup surgery or something, and your opinion is?
Yes.
Yes?
Except kickers and punters.
Just about everybody else has had some kind of...
Something.
That's crazy. Something. And then something. You said you've broken every finger?
Every finger. Every finger.
What about your fingers, Nate? Breaking your fingers?
Yeah, but who cares?
I've broken yeah. every finger, and I've broken.
Yeah, you broken a couple.
I've broken
yeah.
this thumb.
Wow,
that's a finger. This thumb, and then I broke this hand. Mm-hmm. Never missed a day of practice.
See, that's. Wow. I mean, never if it ain't made game. You miss practice, it ain't worth talking about. Yeah. You know, I dislocated a toe and put it back in myself. Play the game. Who cares?
How do you put your toe back in yourself?
When you weigh 380 pounds, you just step on it with your opposite foot and pop right back in place.
380. Yeah.
You weighed 380 at one point?
You were like I weighed 411 at one point.
You were like a Fiat.
Yeah.
Wow. Like a smart car.
I could be like a rhino in the swamps of the Amazon. You come up in there, I tear you in half.
They have rhinos in the swamps?
In the swamps of the Amazon, baby.
All right, Chris, we got more calls?
Yes, I do. I've got Dallas and Duval.
Ooh, what's Jacksonville.
That, Dallas? Hello, Dallas.
How we doing, gentlemen? How
good.
We doing, gentlemen?
Good, how are you?
I'm moving and grooving. I can't complain. Nate, you were 4'13 in 1990, just to say. I mean,
4'13. I can tell y'all right now, Nate wrote a lot of checks. He wrote a lot of checks for being overweight. He wrote a lot of checks. Sorry.
Oh, man. I had to call in because Anthony doesn't speak for all Cowboys, man. Just to get that clear. Anthony does not. I mean, I love his opinion and everything, but Anthony doesn't speak for all Cowboys, man. You got some exaggerated ones. You got some imaginative ones. I'm a realist. I love my team. I love them when we had baseball players and quarterbacks. I love them when we thought Quincy Carter was going to be our man. Dak is who we got. Dak is who I'm going to ride with. And I need that Super Bowl. We play to win the game. Nate, you call them the kiddies. I don't care what you call them, as long as we beat them. There's no easy game in this league. I look at every game. We need to win it. We play good. We play good. We play bad. We play bad. No excuses. We need to win this game. And last but not least, Jesse, I need you to hit me up on that. Was the X-Men for Helping Hands? I need to make my donation for this year.
Oh yeah.
And everybody, Nate, I love you. LA was my favorite player, and I just need y'all to know that when Emmitt was there, they talked about Sherman Williams was going to be the man. Troy Hamburg was going to be the man. DeMarco, they talked about Randall. When it was Zeke, they talked about Pollard. Now it's Dallas. Come on, man. Just rotating. Fresh legs always get the baby. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Fresh legs always get the baby. Never heard that one before. It's a new one.
Either. It's a good one. What are y'all's thoughts before we take another call about Coach Quinn's? Did y'all read his comments about the frustrations of Micah that he talked about last night?
What did Coach say?
He basically said, that's any competitor, right? You're going to you always want to make an impact, and sometimes his impact is others people's chances to get things because of the tension that goes his way. Any competitor get frustrated by that? There have been games like that, and there will be more like that. So basically, that's kind of part of the game, and here you go.
Live with it. Which he didn't sound totally thrilled about playing a lot of off the ball linebacker. Mm-hmm. So
why have they moved him off the ball? Is it because of the linebacker situation, mm-hmm. or is it because of that particular game? Like, are we going to see more of that?
We got more depth at defensive end. And we got talent that's coming and talent that has been there. And Dante Fowler he was legit when he was in Atlanta or was it LA?
Mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Both places.
In both places.
Yeah. Sam Williams is coming. This dude is playing and he is coming. So now we're lacking that linebacker by that same reason Jesse gave at the beginning of the deal. We need that help, that big bang back there. So you're that athlete. You know, he's that athlete that if anybody can make that transition, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
So now it comes down to, are you mature enough to accept the situation? Are you mature enough to go study film? At linebacker, you have to study just a little bit more. It's one thing to line up on a tackle and rush, but do your thing. You're the most athletic guy. It's another thing when a guard goes down, center crosses over. Do you ride with that guard? Do you fill up? Or do you get to the outside eye of that center, depending on what the formation is and what the backfield is? Is he smart enough to do that? Do he want to do that extra study? Or do he want to get a wild hair and do like you and shoot off the face?
Nah.
Nothing wrong with the wild hair.
His quote was, like I said, it was scheme. They decided they wanted me off ball. I just show up and play at the end of the day. I have no control over what's called or what I'm doing. I just got to have faith in the coaches and what's going on, things like that.
That's a sorry statement. That's a sorry statement, bro. You are too good and too valuable to this team. What this statement should have been, and Jesse, correct me, is, hey, I'm going to play where I am needed. I will be an impact. I will do the job that is necessary for this team to be successful. How would you state that, Jess?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Come on, man. Don't do that, man. Don't let today's society bend you the wrong way. You going to get paid, Mike. Parsons going to get paid. You going to get, like CeeDee Lamb, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, we going off. But the bottom line is, we know ownership, and ownership does do what for they own?
Take care of them.
So let me ask you this.
Come on, man.
CD had a similar little, not in the same words, but he had a little rant, made it well known, like, I need the ball. Micah's making it well known.
He
like,
said, give me the ball.
Okay. Micah's saying, hey, I don't
release
like this.
Me.
Give me some sacks.
Dangerous precedent.
Does he get fed a little bit these upcoming games and catered to a little bit, or are we starting to kind of seeing a, hey,
the difference
wheel gets the oil?
For me, yeah. This is the difference between the two of those commands or demands.
Mm-hmm.
One kid says, give me the ball. Like, we're sputtering an offense. And I'm not getting the ball, right? Like, if you want us to get out of this rut, try giving me the ball. I'm the best player on your offense. The other player is saying,
we're not in a rut, but
we're not in the rut. We just beat a team by 32 points. We held them to 27 yards at halftime. But I need to get mine.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a difference. Both want theirs. But one doesn't necessarily have to have it for it to be successful.
Mm.
We've seen this offense take a turn when they did what?
Gave it to CeeDee Lamb.
Gave it to CeeDee Lamb, right? This offense went from a sputtering, dink and dunk offense to now second in the league in scoring. Explosive plays are up. 20 plus yard passing plays are up. I mean, the point total has continued to grow. This defense ain't fell off. Whether you and on top of that, it's one thing to get sacks, but homie, you ain't even show up on the stat sheet. Like nothing.
So do you
not a tackle, not an assist, not a pressure, not a nothing.
Do you still feel like any play that he's not rushing the passer is a wasted play?
To me, yeah.
So you agree with him, but you don't agree with the delivery?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Brother.
Understand.
This is –
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry to do it, but I'm going to do it.
No, you don't have to apologize. Go ahead on.
This is the monster that they have created.
That we – have created that we everybody
have created.
Has created. Yes, sir. I'll
give you that. Yes, yeah, we created.
We created, and I tried to tap the brakes. I said, okay, you know what? When you know, I've been on shows where people say, who's the best? Lawrence Taylor. I say, Des, don't do that. Nah, Nate, we need to know. Okay, I know who needs right now to be the best, so I'll go with Michael Parsons. Come on, man. Joey Bosa is the reigning MVP.
Defensive player of the year.
Oh, he can stop the run. He can take over games. And he plays just one spot. But if they ask him to drop back, he'll drop back. If you are the guy that you are supposed to be, Michael Parsons, study the film, figure out the defense, because this guy had the same defense in Seattle when they were the boom. And them linebackers was eating folks up. Yeah,
everybody got paid on
Seattle. That. So this defense works, bro.
And I will say this about Micah, because he has rabbit ears, right? Like he is tuned into all of what's being said about him, about his team. He's looking at like Micah. I remember watching the Magic Johnson and Larry Bird story, and there was no social media. There was like really much not my cable TV. He said, I got the paper every day to see what Larry did last night. That's what Magic said.
Yeah.
He said, I got the paper every day to see what Larry did last night. And if I didn't play yet, I was going to try to top that. And I think for Micah, he's looking up and he's going, they talking about TJ.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about Miles. They talking about Nick. They talking about who's the other one? Max Crosby.
Dude in Pittsburgh. And
that's TJ Watt. TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, my name ain't in that conversation right now. And we all know this Defensive Player of the Award, winner, this Defensive Player of the Year Award is basically who get the most sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at the sack total and he's going, boy, I'm down here at 6, and they got 10, 11, 12. Then I play a game where I'm supposed to be able to pad the stats against Tommy DeVito and the Booty Juice Giants, and I don't come up on the stat sheet?
That's a good point.
Let me tell you, Donnell Hunter, 11 sacks. Miles Garrett, 11 sacks. T.J. Watt, 10.5. Max Crosby, 9.5. Khalil Mack, 9. He don't show up to... Y'all go ahead on, brother. Talk while I find the stat
that's,
for you.
That's a good point, Jesse, because if you think about it, not only like the newspaper, they just talk about you, right? With social media now, they put out graphics. They put out play clips. That stuff's everywhere. So if you're watching that stuff and you're not seeing yourself on a graphic, or you're not seeing yourself,
or your clips out
there. Yeah, or your clips are out there and you're not getting a lot of views or a lot of retweets or a lot of mentions. It's kind of like that's the next level of social media. Yeah, there wasn't social media, but now, you know, the league puts that stuff out. They amplify these players. And if you're not getting amplified, you know, mentally, I bet that's a tough thing to deal with, especially if you're used to being in that conversation 24/7.
He's number 10 with 7.5 sacks.
Yeah, can't win defensive player yet. Number 10.
Number 10.
You know,
can't. You can't. And that is, and winning, and for him, because I do believe, like, Micah talks about winning championships, he wants that award. He wants that award. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Bro, I don't think
I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. Mm. He wants that defensive
player. That's something that drives him.
He wants that award. Does he want the award more than he wants the overall betterment for this team?
That's the problem, right?
That is the question. That is the question. I told you guys that before. I said that, you know, I do believe at times Micah wants to be good. Micah works to be good for the benefit of Micah. And if it just so happens that in him being this dominant player works well for the team, then so be it. But if it doesn't work well for the team, now I, you know, if it doesn't work well for me, but the team still succeeds, I might have a problem there.
Yeah.
And when you see quotes like that after you just beat a team by 32 points, it doesn't help the cause of you saying that's not the case.
Yeah.
See, Micah don't understand. He has the advantage. He has the advantage because he has the number one brand in the land. So, stat wise, he don't have to be as great. But if he plays well every game and have impact plays, tackle for losses, a knockdown, interceptions, a fumble, cause, not even recovery, just a when you play in this market, the number one market in the land, the Dallas Cowboys, you can be successful and gain everything you want. If you go back and look at the Bob Lillies of the world, the Randy Whites of the world, they weren't always the most static guys, but they were always in everybody's conversation because of the marketing that the Cowboys bring. You don't have to be the best, but now it don't hurt when you are that best. It don't matter where, and I'm going to keep saying it, where this guy plays.
Make an impact.
Everybody that I know that has been a great player, the one thing is very consistent is their mental capacity to learn, to understand how they're going to be attacked, how they can attack you, and all the strength and weaknesses of what they're doing. Mike, if he's at linebacker, he should know how he can attack. When he should be so good to what was the kid? I don't want to mess with his name. Played for the Steelers, the safety,
Troy Polamalu.
This dude would tell his other running buddy, "I'm gone, bro. This formation, I see, I'm gone." Hey, what y'all call it? One back in the hole. He tell him with his single safety. Single safety high. I'm gone. Right. You know, I'm serious. And you would just see him take off, man, and hit somebody in the backfield, or he'll tip a pass, or he'll get an interception. Micah can easily be that and more. Yeah. And I'm not going to tell you don't podcast. You're getting paid. Do a podcast. I'm not going to tell you not to do shows. Do shows. But you got to find time to study that film. So study the film, too.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, more phone calls on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And Chris, who do we have on the phones?
We got Mike Jackson in Newton, Iowa.
Mike in Iowa, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We good, brother.
Hey, man, I like what I see on offense. I like what Dak's doing real good. He's throwing the ball all over the place. And I'm glad that Brandon Cook's involved. You know, doing shallow routes and getting balls underneath. Now we got to get Turpin involved, and we got something really going. I mean, speed kills, because I don't know who's the fastest, Turpin or Brooks or Deuce Vaughn. But you get all those guys going, man, hell, we got something going. I ain't kidding you. And get this offense going, we'll be all right. Because we're clicking right now, man, all cylinders.
True. We are.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I got a text here if you want that.
Sure.
Jamie, our buddy Jamie in England.
Oh.
The last caller brought up Cooks. Who impressed you more, he wants to know, in that Giants game, Dowdle or Cooks?
Cooks.
I was just glad to see both Dowdle. Of them get off. But in the long run, man, it's going to have to be Cooks, because they're going to find out a way to stop. CD, the better teams, yeah. That just keep saying the better team, because that's what I'm waiting on. They're gonna get all over CD Lamb.
See, I'm of a different mindset. I think, yes, I do think you want to get Cooks off.
Pause.
Hmm. Whoa.
Whoa.
Don't pause.
Hey, but I think, man, my mind has it's not in the gutter. My mind is focused on playoffs. And if you are not able to run that football in the playoffs, bro, it's going to be tough sledding for you.
It will be, though.
It's going to be tough sledding for you. You have to have – I think about even the last Philly game. Philly didn't have a first down in the second half. Mm. But yet and still, they were able to do enough to keep you at bay. They were able to do enough in the third quarter to open up the distance to keep you at bay. I remember in the playoff games, they ran the football really tough. San Francisco ran the football really tough. And it was like, when you need to do it, can you do it? I think you can scheme up a pass. But in those necessary moments, will you have enough? Will you have a back? Will you have a belief that I can get this 3 yards, 4 yards. Can we run? Can we wear a team down so that when we get into those, because I don't care how you win in the playoffs. I'm like Nate, 1 point. Give me 1 point and we move on. But I know that there's going to come a moment in those games. Very few playoff games are blowouts. They happen. But for the most part, it comes down to a field goal. It comes down to a late drive. And when you're up, you got to be able to put the nail in the coffin, and you got to be able to turn around and say, like Nate was talking about back in his day, we running this football, y'all. Y'all know it. We know it. The broadcast know it. The podcast know it. The crowd know it. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Like, that's gonna have to be a point in time. Our road to Vegas. It's gonna end up having to go through Philadelphia, San Francisco, one or the other, or both. And I have a feeling that you're going to have to be able to turn around and hand the football off to Rico, to Tony, and matters of that football game. The passing game is great, but you're not going to have a 400-yard passing game. I don't think so against Philly, against San Fran. Not saying it's not possible, but the likelihood of you having a 400-yard passing game is slim. 250, 275, maybe even 400? Having two guys over 150 yards receiving? Not saying it's not possible. Highly unlikely.
Not probable. Nate's six-game stretch that he's so adamant about, if you're going to make up any ground on Philly, here's their next five opponents. Kansas City, Buffalo, San Fran, Dallas, Seattle.
Yep.
So you got to
get their work in.
Because they close it out against New York, Arizona, and New York. Yeah. So you're probably not much happening
and,
there.
And those last three games, they're probably favored to win. And even in that gauntlet that we've seen, you said it before the show started, Buffalo don't look so tough no more. Mm-mm. Right? The only game that Philadelphia probably won't be favored in is the Kansas City game. And where's it being played at?
It's in the road, that one.
And it's probably because it's on the road.
Kansas City, yeah. Monday night, next Monday night.
So but they've got a break this week.
So, yeah.
Both teams have a break, but Philly needed that break to get people healthy.
So if you go to Kansas City and Philly is a three-point, if Kansas City a three-point favorite, that's just home field advantage. That's really just saying.
Pick them.
Yeah. The Bills and 49ers at home, it's going to be, yeah.
At Dallas, at Seattle. Yeah. Got to make up some ground. All right, Chris, one more quick call before we get out of here. We're already late.
Okay, real quick. Roy in Rhode Island.
Roy, go ahead. Be quick, man.
All right, guys. I want to get to this real quick. You guys do an awesome job on the show. And it does go back to the conversation we've had a long time in Dallas. Who are we? Are we going to run the ball? Are we going to throw? The mental health of the Dallas Cowboys has shifted due to the success of the passing game. And I think for the first half of this year, the Cowboys didn't know who they were going to be. The second quarter, we've seen what the passing game has done. We now must focus on the line of scrimmage. Who are we going to be in the trenches? Who are we going to be in the red zone? If the Dallas Cowboys can just blink for a second and remember how this team was successful back in the 90s, it was running that football. It was Larry Allen. It was Nate Newton. It was Mark Stepnowski and Eric Williams. But we don't have that line, but we still need to have that mentality because we win now by subtracting. The focus isn't the passing game no more. It needs to be the running game. The defense has been balanced all year. At home, we're great. But on the road, when it's going to matter, and even at home in the red zone, we have to run the football. We have to run the dang ball. And you guys all have said it. We know it. Now let's go use that philosophy against the Panthers. Let's figure it out a little bit. But we got to dedicate ourselves there for the rest of the season. And I promise you, from this call, we're going to see who this team really is going into the playoffs based on what they do in these next 2 weeks. Have a good night, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Let me say this right quick.
Yeah.
This is the reason I say we're going to – CeeDee Lamb is our best player. Do we all agree?
Yes. Agree.
Mm-hmm. He is when I used to always holler about Zeke, because we knew we had to get that extra guy in the box that opened up everything on the outside. Where North Turner, and I'm talking about when I play, if our best player, if we felt it was going to be Michael Irvin, now we looked at our second receiver, then our running back, to loosen things up. I'm not saying that we shouldn't run the ball. Y'all know how I feel about running the ball. Mm-hmm. But let your best player dictate that.
Mm. Yeah.
And now your coach, as smart as he is, can make things happen off of that. That's why I say Cook's got to be smoking. Jalen Tolbert. Ferguson. These guys got to be cooked. So when they do go to you, now we got an extra man out of the box so it can be easier for offensive line. Offensive line is not as talented and as strong as it used to be. So that is a way of helping them. Yeah. CeeDee Lamb is the man. We better play that.
Yeah, I read somewhere, and I can't remember for sure where, unfortunately, but we always hear the talk about the run setting up the pass.
Yeah.
Today, with this offense with Lamb, they're setting up the run with the pass.
You know,
it's opposite.
We just got to be selective in our runs, making sure we know who's in the game if we have that option to run. You know, and I'm not going to get away from run because, like Jesse said, coming down the stretch, there's going to be points in that game where you're going to say, hey, man, our defense been out there for 9 minutes. We got to give them some help. Yeah. We got 4 minutes left in the game. We up by three. We got to have a 4-minute offense. And running is an integral part of that. But as long as that dude number 88 sitting out there, we got to have people scared of that.
Yeah,
we got to
have people scared of that. It's got to be the pass.
Yeah.
They've got to be successful in the pass if they want the run to work, not the other way around when it has been in the past.
You know, it's still a, what, 65-45 pass-run ratio. It's just when you run, like, you know, like we all saying, it's when you run.
Yeah. All right, fellas, good stuff. Jesse, Nate, Kurt.
Hey, man, we get into better, y'all. Man. They may stop the other podcast.
Give us two hours.
Hey, storyline and hanging with the boys ought to get at least an hour and 10 minutes.
Look at him buttering up, Nick, so he gets invited back to the show. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. Who keeps us on the air? Who?
Josh. Bro Will.
Josh. Josh. Sorry, Josh. Josh.
The lady with the green hair.
Channels. We already got her. We already got all them.
Will, all right. That's Jess.
Come that's Jess, lady with the green
come
hair.
Come see us soon. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Cowboys offense.
Kitty Cats defense.
Kitty Cat scratching defense.
Yeah.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!